Greetings, radio friends. This is Dr. William R. Glaze coming to you to let you know that one of the organizations that has been birthed out of Bethany Baptist Church is the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies. This fall, we will be offering four classes: Right to Life, Right to Choose. In this, we'll look at the subject of abortion and give us a more comprehensive perspective in light of God's Word. American Sign Language, where we teach people how to sign to the deaf culture in the Christian context. We also have biblical counseling, where we train people how to use the Bible to counsel others. And then we have apologetics, where we defend the Christian faith. The classes begin this fall. They are all Zoom classes, so you can take them right from the convenience of your home. If you are interested or want more information, call 412-242-3255. To register or for more information, call 412-242-3255. God bless you as you listen to the message today.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall, thanking you for joining us today as we continue in Psalms. Today, Dr. Glaze will conclude God Works the Night Shift. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of God Works the Night Shift.
That it happened. But you know what? God knew that it happened. And he already knew that it was going to happen. And so that's why that as we go on this journey, that we need to think about the fact that God works the night shift, that whenever you go through trials and tribulation, that God is there, and he's already traveled over it. He's already been over this road with people that have cancer. He's already been over this road with people that lost their jobs. He's already been over this road with people who have relationship problems. He's already been over this road. He's already been over it. So it didn't take him by surprise, and we need to trust him. I'm looking to the hills. Where's my help coming from? Who's going to help me? I thank God, because now notice what it says here. It says the creator of heaven and earth. God created. God created the hills. And if God created the hills, truly, he can help me through the hills and help me over the hills. One songwriter said, "Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me and guide me by thy powerful hand." I don't know which way to go, but I know who created the hills. And when you think about the fact that God created the hills, certainly he can help you over them. But not only did he create the hills, but look at this. He knows the hills. He knows the hills. You know, so we need a guide. See, God, or the psalmist, he wasn't looking for somebody to tell him the way. He was looking for somebody to show him the way. You know, one of my great frustrations, and I'm sure that some of you probably share this, is computers and learning stuff on computers. And people tell me, "Well, all you got to do is do this. Or you can do this and get on this. You know, you can do this." And you know what? I say, I tell them, like James Brown, right? You like a dull knife. You just ain't cutting. You talking loud and saying nothing. Because I don't hear you. I don't hear you. Don't tell me. Come and show me. Come and show me. And so, you know, I need, the psalmist said, I don't need somebody to say, okay, you go up Baal, Grove, and you take a left over there at Dagon Way, and you continue down the road to Beelzebub. I don't need anybody. Don't tell me. Look, come on and show me. And when people come in, you know, and they start telling me, well, Pastor, this is how you get on Facebook, and this is how you do this, and this is how you do that. Here, sit down, show me. And then I pull my notebook out, and I'm writing. Because you need. So the psalmist is looking for somebody to show him. And so he thanks God that and he noticed that God not only created the hills, but God knows the hills. You see, Moses needed a God that knew the Red Sea. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego needed a God who knew something about fire. The Israelites, when they were battling Assyrians, they needed a God that knew something about the valleys. The disciples needed a God when they were out on the boat who knew something about storms. And the wise men needed a God who knew something about stars. You see, God not only created the hills, but he knew the hills. So God is aware of the night terrain. Secondly, God is aware of the night road hazards. God is aware of the night road hazards. Look what it says here, verse 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Now, why would the psalmist put that in there? Because if you're walking along and there's a pothole, then your foot is going to be moved. If you're walking along and there's something slippery, your foot is going to be removed. If you're walking along and there's an obstacle in front of you that you can't see, your foot is going to be moved. And so what he's saying is that when you're on the journey, that when you go through the night seasons of life, that God will keep you on solid footing. That, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing. Let me say, it's amazing. That whenever, I think I shared this a week or two ago, that whenever somebody in the world gets sick, what I see, now, I'm not saying this is a blanket all the time, because it's not all the time, but I see it a lot. And people that don't know Christ, when they get sick, they go all to pieces. I mean, man, they start worrying. They start trying to plead and beg and reason with nature or their sickness or whatever. But let me tell you something about the child of God. When the child of God gets sick, there's concern. There's reason for concern. That if you need to start doing something or you need to start, you know, working something out, there's reason for concern. But praise God that I got somebody that's not going to let my foot stumble. And you know, I think this is more than physically stumble. I think it's more emotionally and spiritually. That whenever I go through trying times, that if I'm rooted in God and I'm holding on to his hand, that he will not let me slip. He will not let me stumble. He will not let me go to pieces. He'll keep me upright. And there's some power in that. That when I have every reason to let my whole world fall apart, that when I have every reason to just fall to pieces, that there's a God who will not allow my foot to slip. And you know, let me say something, saints. God is trying to say something to us in this song. He's trying to say something very direct to us in this song. The word keep. Now, this is interesting. You might want to write this down because it's not in your notes. The word keep in verse 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth comes from the Hebrew word shema. Let me spell that for you. S-A-W-M-A-R, Shema. And you know what it means? It means to protect or build a hedge around. To protect and build a hedge around. But you know what? That's not even the good part. That's not even the good part. You know what the good part is? That six times in this psalm, he uses the word Shema. Let me read it. Let me read it. Look at it. Let's go back. Verse 3. Behold, verse 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He who shamars thee will not slumber. Behold, he that shamars Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy shamar. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall shamar thee from all evil. He shall shamar thy soul. The Lord shall shamar thy going out and thy coming in from this time forward, even forevermore. Six times it says that the Lord will build a hedge of protection around you, and he will keep you safe. You think God is trying to tell the people that read this psalm something? You think he's trying to let them know that he got this? You know, you don't have to worry about it. You know, it's just like one lady. She was staying up all night worrying. Night after night, she stayed up worrying. One day God appeared. One evening God appeared to her. He said, you can go to sleep. I got this. I got this. You can go to sleep. Saints, God got it. Whatever you're going through, God got it. He is your keeper. And nothing is going to happen to you unless he knows. And unless he, watch. See, even Job, when you think about it, what did the devil tell Job? He said that, Job fears you because you put a hedge of protection around. Anybody would fear you, if you did that. So what did God do? God opened up that hedge and let Satan in. But even that was at the hand of God. And so I'm telling you today that nothing can happen to you apart from the hand of God at some level being a part of that. And you know, even when the bad stuff happens to me, I still know. And Job even said it. Shall we not receive good at the hand of God and evil also? Even when evil comes in my life, I have to accept the fact. And you know, we don't like this and we don't want to deal with this part. But even when bad things come in my life, I have to accept the fact that it was at the hand of God. I'm not saying God did it. I'm not saying he did it, but I'm saying that he opened that door and allowed it to happen. And yet, in spite of all that, God still calls me to love him. And God still calls me, as Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Yet will I trust him. Because I know that he knows, even in the slaying, he's going to work it out for my good and his glory. Amen. Amen. So we see here that God is aware of the hazards on the road. God is aware of the weather conditions at night. He's aware of the weather conditions at night. The sun shall not smite thee by day. Well, let me back up. Verse 5. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Now, there's a whole lot that I can say about this. A whole lot. Because when you think about the sun, and you go out there and the heat, you can get sunburn, you can get a heat stroke, you can get cancer. There's a lot of things. So we need shade from the sun. But then why would he say the moon? How can the moon hurt you? You know what I'm saying? How can the moon? I can see how the sun can hurt you, but how can the moon hurt you? See, the psalmist, even though he wasn't a meteorologist, he understood something about the stellar alignment. And he understood this, that the moon has a powerful pull on this earth. You know, that's why it is whenever people start acting real crazy, right? What's the first thing that we want to do? Is there a full moon? Right? And why is that? Because the moon, it has a effect upon this earth. And so the psalmist said, you know what? I can see how God can be my shade, you know, and keep me. And see, you know what this is talking about? Yeah, this is the way I say it. This is talking about when the healing that God has put in the body. That you know, whenever the sun would do damage to our body, well, God doesn't let that happen. What does he do? He puts shade over it so that it blocks the rays of the sun, right? So that's the healing in the body. You know, you think about, you know, the power. You know, I remember when I had my leg infection, and I had holes in my leg. They had to go in and cut out the infection. And there were holes the size of 50 cents a piece and about a half inch thick, almost down halfway through my flesh. And it's unbelievable that, now how come my leg does not look like a piece of Swiss cheese for the rest of my life? Because God put healing in the body. God put healing in the body. And so the flesh began to fill in. And the skin began to grow back up. He is a shade. He puts things in to keep us protected. But then, the moon. You know, you wouldn't think about the moon. The moon is you know, the moon is when crazy stuff happens to you, right? Like you up on the side of your house and you work on, and you fall off the ladder, break your leg, or you're like some older guys at my age, they think they can still play basketball with the young guys, right? And they get out there. I learned my lesson a long time ago. I learned my, you know, I'm going to turn 61 this year, and I learned my lesson probably in my late 30s. You know, and I remember I was playing basketball, and I got the rebound, and they had a fast break, and I threw it down court, and when I threw it, I started leaning. Right? And I just was leaning, and I kept running, and I kept saying, come on, Bill, you can pull out of it. You can pull out of it. It was like, you know, it's like about 20 minutes, you know. You can get it. Bam! Right on the ground. So even when crazy things happen to us, right, the Lord protects us. He watches over us in the midst of foolishness. You know, when you think about lunar, what word do we get from lunar? Lunacy. Lunacy. You know, when crazy things happen, God watches over us, and God protects us, man. You know, when we think we can still run with them young guys, you know, God lets us know, no, you can't. No, you can't. So the sun and the moon, God is aware of the weather conditions at night. God guarantees protections against the night dangers. He guarantees protection against the night dangers. Look what he says in verse 7. The Lord shall preserve thee from evil. The Lord shall preserve thy soul. These travelers would face many perils on their journey. Wild animals, robbers, these were a few things that they had to deal with. Yet and still, God said that he would preserve them from the evil things they would face. You know, I was watching this movie, and I was watching Little House on the Prairie a couple of weeks ago. My wife had it on, and I was watching it. And they had this guy on there that they were getting ready to send him. You know, he had run away, and they were getting ready to send him back to his family. And the stagecoach pulls up, right? And they put the boy on the stagecoach, and there was a lady on the stagecoach, and there was one guy, you know, doing the thing. I thought to myself, this got to be the unsafest form of travel in the world. Man, this is crazy. You know, here they're getting ready to travel across these dirt roads and highways through mountains, and it's this man, this lady, and this boy. And I thought to myself, you got to be crazy. I think that if I was back in that day, there's no way in the world I'd get in the stagecoach, man. You know, unless, you know, you had to have militia around me. But that was the only way they had to travel. So what'd they do? By faith, right? Now, I'm not saying faith in God, but by faith, they just got in there and realized that, you know, evidently there were things in place that could protect them, you know? But not all the time, because, you know, we do go back and see that, you know, a lot of stagecoaches got hijacked, you know? So it wasn't the safest form in the world. And so you think about, that was a stagecoach, right? So let's even back it up to the time of Israel. They didn't even have a stagecoach. And yet and still, they traveled these highways and these byways. And the only protection that they had was God. I will look to the hills. From whence come my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven. You see why they prayed this song? You see why they sang this song? Because they knew that God was their main source of protection. They knew that God was their main source of help. And then finally, God promises his presence for each and every night. God promises his presence for each and every night. Look what he says here. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. That God, when you leave, he says, you're going out. Think about that. Every day, most of us go out somewhere. Most of us go out. If you're here today, you went out. And guess what is going to happen later on? You're going back. And it says that he will watch over you going out and going out and coming back. And can I add this? And in between. And in between. There was a story of a tradition among American Indians. And when a boy turned 13, after learning how to hunt, fish, fight, scout, and other skills, the last test was to spend a night out in the wilderness, in the woods, by himself. So his dad would take him out around dusk, set him up, and then leave. And the young man would have to stay out there all night long. And as he's out there, he could hear the crackling of branches and weeds. He could hear the wind blowing through the trees. He could hear in the distance animals making sounds, terrified, but he had to stay there in order to pass this test. He would stay there, and as the dawn would come and the dawn would begin to arise and he would begin to look at the things around him, not too far was his dad, who had stayed there all night long. He didn't know it, but his dad had stayed there all night long. When you go out, no matter what evil you face, no matter what trying situations that you face, isn't it a blessing to know that God is not far from you? God works the night shift. God works the night shift.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Thanksgiving for the Word of God from Psalm 119. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, God Works the Night Shift, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request God Works the Night Shift. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request God Works the Night Shift. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Galaise. Dr. Galaise is the author of 8 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.